This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. A preliminary report into the crash of an Ethiopian Airlines plane last month says the aircraft nosedived several times before it crashed. Ethiopia's transport minister says the pilots followed Boeing's procedure during the emergency.
The crew performed all the procedures repeatedly provided by the manufacturer, but was not able to control the aircraft.
The flight crashed after takeoff from Addis Ababa, killing 157 people. It was the second crash of a Boeing 737 MAX aircraft in 5 months. The House Judiciary Committee has approved issuing subpoenas to force the Justice Department to release the full Mueller report on Russia, but it's not clear if they'll actually be used. AP's Jackie Quinn reports.
Democrats had hoped Attorney General William Barr would release an unredacted version of the Mueller report earlier this week. Now Judiciary Committee Chairman Gerald Nadler can use subpoenas, but says first he'll try to reach an agreement with the Attorney General.
The committee must see everything, as was done in every prior instance.
Republican Matt Gaetz says Democrats won't admit the Russia probe is over.
I would suggest to the American people that what they're witnessing is the death rattle of the Democrats' Russia collusion lie.
The Judiciary Committee's also authorized subpoenas for five former Trump advisors who will be asked about possible obstruction of justice. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
New Zealand police say the self-proclaimed white supremacist accused of the massacre at two Christchurch mosques will face 50 murder charges and 39 attempted murder charges when he makes his second court appearance on Friday. For all the latest news, visit us at voanews.com. This is VOA News. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg warned the U.S. Congress Wednesday of the threat of a more assertive Russia, saying that the West's key military alliance is not looking to start a new Cold War with Moscow, but needs to deter its military aggression. In an unprecedented address to a joint session of Congress on the 70th anniversary of NATO's creation, Stoltenberg also said the 29-nation North Atlantic Treaty Organization has no intention of deploying land-based nuclear missiles in Europe. He accused Russia of violating the Intermediate Range Nuclear Forces Treaty, which the U.S. says it is leaving because of Russian violations, a claim Russia has denied. U.S. President Donald Trump seems unfazed by a new Democratic attempt to get his tax information. AP's Mike Gracia reports.
President Donald Trump is dismissing the latest bid by congressional Democrats to see his tax records. During a meeting with top military leaders at the White House Wednesday evening, the president brought